Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Burrow Day Well. Welcome back to Bible 101. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we're going to be talking about, in a way, obedience, but also leadership. Tonight, forgive me, but it's just a little rant I'm going to go on for a little while tonight, you know, because Yahweh has put something on my heart and my mind that a lot of people aren't paying attention to. And 2015, by the beast calendar, we witnessed on different media, whether it be YouTube or Facebook or just the regular media, we witnessed the slaughter of a lot of young and old black men and women. I believe it was over 1,100 people that were murdered last year by the police. And that's just the police, you know. And that's what's going to be pretty much the focus tonight. Because of the slaughtering of our brothers, which is brothers and sisters, which aren't right. It isn't right at all. Now, some people who say they believe in the word of the Most High, say they believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are calling for black people to arm themselves and start taking the lives of these policemen. And no one's saying this isn't right. Well, I'm saying that this is not right. This is not what Yahweh wants us to do. Yahweh does not want us to start arming ourselves with guns, start taking the lives of these, these police and other authority figures who he's going to take care of, okay? I understand your anger. I understand that we wanted to stop, because I wanted to stop also. You know, none of these police are getting indicted. None of these police are receiving any punishment for the crimes that they are committing, or so it seems. You know, the whole situation with the young man, the young boy, Mr. Rice, and I'm calling him Mr. Rice. I can't remember his first name. I think it's Tamar Rice. I didn't want to pronounce it incorrectly, where he's a 12-year-old boy playing in the park with a toy gun, and the police rolled up on him, killed him within 2 seconds. Nobody was indicted. In Baltimore, we had the Freddie Gray situation. He had the Sandra Bland situation. And all these situations, the Eric Gardner's, the man that was in South Carolina, and all these situations mounted up where black people were getting fed up, and we are fed up, and we have every right to be fed up. These atrocities that are being committed has to stop. See, but one thing, excuse me, one thing that's not going to stop it is us arming ourselves with guns, knives, and trying to destroy the cops that are doing these things. Here in Baltimore, like I said, with the whole Freddie Gray situation and everything, they called in the National Guard. And let me tell you something. When that tank rolled down the streets of Baltimore, everyone was silent. We don't have an answer for that. We don't have an answer for drone strikes. We don't have an answer for these, I mean, the military is constantly developing weapons to destroy. You know, I wish some people would go on YouTube and just search military weapons, or just search military, and it'll show some of the weapons that they are developing and that's in development and have developed. The military is constantly upgrading its arsenal. We have these blimps within Baltimore. They're surveillance blimps. They're by the military. Well, what if the military just decides to load those blimps up with some bombs and drop them? What are we going to do? How are we going to defend that? Defend against that? Even if we have AKs, even if we have shotguns and this, that, and another, we don't have anything that can shoot 30, 40,000 feet into the air. We can't drop those blimps. We can't drop those drones. We can't do it. They have this one woman here in New York talking crap about ISIS. ISIS, if you come here, if you do this, and we from New York, and this, that, and that. Let me tell you something. This system does not have an issue destroying you, black people. It don't even have a system, it don't even have an issue destroying its own. When they got out of hand, when white people got out of hand, they tore David Koresh behinds up and his followers down in Waco. So it definitely don't have a problem killing us. It definitely don't have an issue slaughtering us. And you think it's open season on black people now? Let one person, let one foolish person shoot a cop. Let one of these armed men shoot a police officer. You think it is, you think they're hunting us down now? See, one thing we're not realizing is, one, this is happening to us because of our disobedience to the Most High. First and foremost. And people who believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob must understand this. People who call themselves Hebrew, or people who call themselves just Bible believers in general, must understand this. That this is the judgment of the Most High. Now, if we are fighting against the judgment of the Most High, who are we really fighting against? He allowed this to happen to his people for their disobedience. in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15. This is the book of the curses, blessings and curses. All right? This is the beginning of the curses. Verse 15, it says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Then he gets to start naming all these curses. But, and it's a bunch of them. But what we're going to do is we're going to jump down to verse 49. Right? Because there's some, it's, all of this stuff is very intricate. All right? It's very specific to us. But Yahweh said that he's doing this to his people because they did not obey his voice. They did not do his laws, his statutes, his judgments. Well, let's jump down to verse 49. And it says, "Yahweh shall bring a nation." And remember, he's doing this. So when you are fighting against the judgment of the Most High, let's say you go to court and you're found guilty of breaking the law. The judge gives you a particular sentence with particular parameters. Let's say you're put on probation. You must see your probation officer twice a week, twice a month, however. Whatever parameters the probation officer sets, you are to abide by them. When you do not abide by them, you get what's called violated. You are in violation of your probation, and you go back to jail. Because you are fighting the hand of the judge. So you are sentenced. So now the Most High has sentenced us for our disobedience. And we have the audacity to think that this white man is the culprit, when it was our disobedience that got us here in the first place. Yes, it's harsh. It's a very harsh sentence that we are going through. No one likes to see the life of a child or a man, woman taken like that, to be brutalized and to be victimized like that. But grabbing guns is not the answer. Shooting people and trying to defend yourself in that manner is not the answer. Yahweh gave us a way to defend ourselves. But the problem is this. We don't believe it. We don't believe that turning back to Yahweh and doing his laws, his statutes, his judgments will take away these curses. We don't believe that. First and foremost, a lot of us don't even believe in the Old Testament. A lot of us think this is just, this slavery that we're under is just, it is. It's what the white people call it, manifest destiny. And I'm saying the white people because this was their mindset when they came and took us. But it was the hand of the Most High moving. Okay? Moving against us because we were disobedient. That's the part nobody wants to talk about. We were disobedient. We are worthy of this judgment. The law says you don't travel over 55 miles an hour. If you get caught doing 75 miles an hour, in a 55 mile an hour zone, you are worthy of that ticket and the penalty that comes with it. That's what you incurred. Right? Back to verse 49. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance. You understand what he's bringing against you? He's not bringing no wimps. This was going to be rough for us because of our disobedience. They're going to look at us funny. See, people sitting up here and talking about right now we have Caucasians, white people out there occupying a federal building in some state. I can't remember which state. See, but black people hollering about, well, they didn't kill them. That's because they got guns. No, it's because they're white. Because I can guarantee you, if your black behinds occupy a federal building, you would be dead by tomorrow. It wouldn't even make the evening news. And I guarantee you, if they continue to occupy that federal building and do not submit to the demands of it, you're going to be reading about some dead white people. Because the beast don't care. He's just looking to destroy. But he says, a nation of fierce countenance. They don't like us. They ain't supposed to like us. Yahweh didn't bring no oppressor to like us. It says, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. So when we look at these young men dying, 12-year-old child dying at the hands of the system. All right? Yahweh said this was going to happen. They're not going to have any regard for us. When you look at the 80-year-old man, I believe he was robbed, knocked out of his wheelchair or something like that by the cops. When you look at the woman being handcuffed and she dies inside the jail, they're not going to regard us. They could care less about us. You know? And because of that, because of this fierce countenance, this fierce disregard to us, we developed syndromes within our community. Yahweh goes on to explain in the other verses that follow that what was going to happen to us. How we were not going to regard one another. How the woman would rise up against the man. How the young man would not be a kind young man anymore. How the woman who was at one time a delicate woman will become harsh, even to her own children. And when you watch the way these young women out here speak to their children, the fruit of the womb, the fruit of their womb, calling them all out their name, B's and MFs and this, that, and that's a child that you are speaking to in that manner. But Yahweh said that would happen. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 11. It reads, because sentence against evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil, because they're not being punished for it right then, right now. They think they're getting away with it. And their evilness will continue. They just keep on doing it because it's, in their eyes, it's no punishment for it. So I didn't kill a man. And the only thing that happened to me, I had to go do a desk job for a little while. I'm back out on the streets. I didn't took the life of a 12-year-old. No indictment. And we shouldn't look for one. We shouldn't stop getting our hopes up within this system. The system don't care about us. Stop looking for justice from people who were designed not to give it to us. And a system that's designed not to give it to us. Stop putting your hope within this system. It's hopeless, and especially for us. The seed of Abraham. But because things are not happening to them, they think they're getting away with it. Yahweh said, you're not getting away with it. See? And because things are not happening to them in the way that we feel as though it ought to happen to them. All right? One man says that we have to stop praying. We have to stop marching. We have to walk our own path of righteousness. So grab your gun. And defend yourself. Well, Yahweh said what he thought about our righteousness. He said it's like a filthy rag unto him. Furthermore, it's not our righteousness that we should be seeking. It should be the righteousness of the Most High. That's what it should be. See, but we're going through these things, and we're going through all this pain and this hurt, and we're losing sight of the answer. Now the answer becomes, yeah, riot. Break up stuff. Destroy. That's not the answer when a black life is taken. The word of the Most High is the answer. And when I say the word of the Most High, I'm not talking about the word of Jesus. I'm not talking about the word of Allah. I'm not talking about the word of anybody outside of Yahweh. I could care less about any of their words. It means absolutely nothing. Those gods cannot save you. Yahweh is the only Savior, period. So let's try that. Let's try praying to the God who can save, because Jesus can't do it. Allah can't do it. None of the gods of Egypt can do it. None of the Hindu gods, the Chinese gods, none of them can do it. Only Yahweh can do it. But you must follow his command. That's all he asks. Turn your face back to him. Live your life the way that he says live it. And the way that he said, live it, is not in vengeance. Yahweh says, he shall avenge. So you're getting a gun, that gun's not going to help you. Don't you know these men have snipers that can shoot you from and shoot you pointing from over a mile away? Don't you know most of the things that you see on video games, the military has really developed? The gun turrets, remote controlled. You saw it in Law Abiding Citizen, where the guy just rolled his little car, had the little remote control turret. They don't even really use pilots anymore to fly planes. They remote control fly drones equipped with missiles. And the beast has already proven it don't have a problem blowing up one of its cities to get us. It bombed Philadelphia when blacks were organizing. Bombed it. They don't have an issue with that. They flew a plane into them Twin Towers. Killed everybody in it. I think they said 3,000 some odd people. Didn't care. Just to pass some bills across, make some money. They don't have a problem destroying something that's on its own ground. Don't have an issue with. None whatsoever. And anybody who thinks Bin Laden flew those planes in there still, you get a reality check. This whole system is wicked and don't have an issue carrying out its wickedness on its own people. And us being black, we aren't even people. We aren't citizens. If you don't believe me, read the Dred Scott decision. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 16, it reads, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Yahweh. That's what we have to do. Wait on his salvation. If he is the Savior, we have to allow him to save. We have to wait on his salvation. We don't get a gun and speed up our murder rate, because that's all that's going to happen. They already have no regard for us. As soon as they hear shots fired, here they come. Some people were talking about attacking the police station. Police station is a fortress. Literally, it's a fortress. It's a stronghold. You don't have enough guns to take down a police station. We have to think. Nobody goes to war. Nobody's going to fight a war they know they can't win. When the United States was attacking Iraq, talking about weapons of mass destruction, and they were focusing on Iraq, one thing people might not remember or they didn't realize is that North Korea told the United States, we have weapons of mass destruction. North Korea said it at that time. We have them. Come get them. We dare you. The United States did not want to fight North Korea. That would be a war that would be costly, very costly to them. But Iraq, at that time, had the fourth largest army in the world. The United States just wiped them off the planet. Why? They knew. We can go in here, wipe this stuff out with minimum effort. This is a war that the casualty rate will be very low for this one. You know? In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, it reads, Yahweh is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Yahweh. We don't have to trip. Yes, this stuff is mind-boggling to us. But when these things happen, what are we supposed to do? Abba. Do you see what's happening to our people? Protect us, O Heavenly Father. Forgive us for our sins. Show us your mercy. Show us your love. Show us your loving kindness. Turn not your face from us. Incline your ear to us. Hear us from your holy place, from your holy habitation. Hear us. That's not the answer to go grab some guns. That's just going to get you killed. It's just going to get you killed. You're just going to be adding to the statistic. You're just going to be hurting whoever loves you. Hurting the people that love you. My grandmother, who's passed now, had to bury two of her kids. Two of them. Her oldest son, which was my father, and her youngest daughter, which was my aunt. She had to bury both of those, both of her kids, two of them, before she passed and left this life. That was a very painful thing for her to do. For your children to pass this life before you do. And the youth, the black youth, when they talk about grabbing these guns and shooting these cops and doing stuff like that, you're going to put your mother, your father, in that same predicament. You're going to bring much pain to them. Haven't we seen enough mothers on TV crying over the loss of their kids? Haven't we seen enough mothers, fathers? Haven't we had enough candlelight vigils? Haven't we had enough balloons on poles and stuff like that? Remembrances of the dead. Haven't we had enough of that? Every day I pray for my children. I pray for all of Israel, but especially my kids and my grandkids, especially my youngest son. He worries me to death. He's only 11, but he's autistic. And I already know these demons want to kill him. They already want to kill him. They want to destroy my son just because. So I have to keep him on a short leash. And pray for him constantly. That Yahweh have mercy on him and forgive him and forgive me. Protect my son. Protect all of Israel. You know? I get a little worried about my older son too. He a big dude. I'm a big dude, but he's a big dude. You know what, that intimidation factor going on where people just get scared. They shoot, they kill, they look to destroy, they want to kill anyway. Go to work, come on. You don't need to be out in these streets, ain't nothing out there. Nothing. You know? Our children's lives are in constant danger every time they step foot outside the door, along with our home. We didn't see too many routine traffic stops end up in death. You know, the whole thing that just sparked this whole thing was a young man up in New York, either sometime this week, I believe. They put it on social media. Got choked out again. Up in New York. The same way they did Eric Garner. So because of that, and this being the quote-unquote New Year, we didn't have enough of that from last year. We're not going through it again. Get your guns. No, wrong answer. Get on your knees and pray. Pray to the Most High. Turn your face back to Him. Follow His laws, His statutes, and judgments. And He will heal our land. Humble yourself. Turn back to Him. That is the only answer. If disobedience got us into this predicament, that means obedience will get us out. Our Heavenly Father Yahweh says, if a righteous man continue to do righteousness, and then starts to do unrighteousness, that all of his righteousness is forgotten. But if an unrighteous man does unrighteousness and starts to do righteousness, starts to do right by Yahweh, starts to get in his right standings, all of his unrighteousness is forgotten. So Israel, have we been righteous? Matter of fact, not just Israel, mankind, have we been righteous to the Creator of the heavens and the earth? Or have we been the harlot, like He said? Have we been the adulterer, like He said? Have we been the fornicator, like He said? Because yes, it applies to Israel, all the things that He's saying. He was talking about Israel, but mankind as a whole have done this to Yahweh. From the black man, to the white man, to the yellow man, to the pick a color. The whole world has played the harlot. Yahweh, Lamentations 3:25 again. Yahweh is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of Yahweh. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. We have to bear this yoke that we're going through. Not fight it. Bear it. Why? Because that yoke is going to make us stronger. Just imagine. Just imagine, if you will. These atrocities happening. All these things happening to us, our people, and us as a nation turned our face to Yahweh. Us as a nation humbled ourselves, and he heard it from his holy habitation. He heard it. He inclined his ear to us. And things happened. What would that do for you? How would that affect you? How would it? You would become stronger in the Most High. Let me find this scripture. Bear with me for a second. I might not be able to find it with this. But Yahweh said, don't rely on your strength. I'm paraphrasing. Be strong in his might, in his strength. Be strong in the strength of Yahweh. Don't try to rely on your own strength. In the book of Micah, we're going to chapter 7. We're going to start at verse 1. And listen to it, because it gives a very good description of what's going on today. And see, for me, and this is just my personal testimony, when I read stuff like this, when I read Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I read the book of Isaiah, and I read stuff that's happening in Micah, and all of these things, even the things that happened at the time of Yahushua, when we read these prophecies and then we see them come true, I have no doubt that this is true. So for me, I have no doubt that if I turn my face to Yahweh, he will hear me. If I turn my whole heart, my whole soul, all my strength, all my might, back to the mighty one of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will hear me. I don't have an issue taking my supplications up to my Father, knowing he's going to hear me. I don't have that issue, because his word proves him to me. Micah chapter 7, starting at verse 1. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage, there is no cluster to eat. My soul desire the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Is that not going on right now? Where is the good men? The good men are being killed. They're perishing in this earth. A lot of bad ones are being perished too. They're getting killed too. Because this beast don't discriminate. But verse 3. That they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. Maybe that's why none of these cops are being indicted. Because the princes are asking, and the judges are asking for a reward. They are taking bribes and perverting justice. Maybe that's why we can't get a grand jury to indict any of these people. No charge is being filed. Okay? He says, the prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up, and it's all under wraps. These things happen, and they go away. You're not seeing all these things on TV. But you will definitely see scandal and power and all these things to distract you from what's really important. I'm so glad football season is almost over. Not even going to lie to you. Not even going to lie to you. I may have watched one whole game this year, I think, maybe. And I was an avid football fan, but I'm so glad it's over. Almost over, the playoffs are coming. It's almost done. Because, just glad that crap over with. Really am. Verse 4. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. See, you hear? These are the type of people that's going. The very best of them is like a briar. It's like a cactus. That's what a briar is. A prickly plant. A plant that if you touch it, it will cut you. And the most upright one is sharper than a thorn hedge. These are the type of people that's in the world this day. Why? Because good people are perishing. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. So something is about to change. Verse 5. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a God. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father. The daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. How many houses in this community, in our community, broke down? In-house fighting, just going to war with one another. Everybody's at each other's throats. because of the different injustices. See, this is another side effect of that harsh bondage. It was a little, like you said, a little video that Felicia Rashad narrated. It was talking about black women, said we were delicate. We were soft, I believe. It was either soft or delicate. When we were soft or when we were delicate. And it was really nice talking about how black women at one time were these soft, delicate women that was there for their man, that was there for their children. And then at the end it says, what happened? Deuteronomy 28 happened. That's what happened. These curses came upon us. That's what happened. We disobeyed the Most High. That's what happened. And vexation came upon us. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. So now the house is not stable. Verse 7. Micah 7:7. Therefore, and because all these things is happening, therefore I will look unto Yahweh. I will wait for the Elohim of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. Y'all hear that? We have to understand that. We don't have to get a gun and try to defend ourselves. That is not our defense. Yahweh said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're spiritual. That's what they are. Our defense is Yahweh. Our strong tower, Yahweh. Run on to him. There's safety in him. So we bow the knees of our hearts and give our praise, give our worship, give our supplications on to the only one who can save us. And then we quietly wait. Never ceasing to pray. But we quietly wait. Continuing to ask our Father for things. And then wait for him to produce it. Knowing that he will hear us. Verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Do you hear that? Yeah, we in a predicament now, but I'm going to get up from it. Why? Yahweh is going to pick me up. And I don't need a gun to do it. When I sit in darkness, Yahweh shall be my light, shall be a light unto me. Verse 9. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to bear the indignation of Yahweh. We don't want to do that. See, we don't want to sit up here and wait for the salvation of him. We don't want to sit back and say, we don't want to do this. Let's continue reading. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh because I have sinned against him. That's what happened. So his indignation is against us. And we have to bear it. But he told us how to get his indignation off of us. But we don't want to do it. His indignation off of us does not involve a gun. Does not involve shooting police. It does not involve starting a war that we cannot possibly win. Because as many guns as you have, they are the manufacturers of those guns. They keep pumping them out. Micah 7:9 again. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. See, there's another part to this whole scenario of us being given to this fierce nation. He told Abraham, I believe it was, know for a surety that your seed gonna be slaves. They gonna serve some folk for a set amount of time. But I'm going to execute judgment against those who were their oppressors, against their slave owners. I'm gonna handle that for you, man. See, but because it's not happening quick enough, we think that this is something we ought to do. We ain't going to do nothing but get us killed. A lot of people like to cite Nat Turner and all the things that he did. Killing his slave master, I believe he killed quite a few slave masters. But what happened to Nat Turner? Caught him and hung him. That's what happened to him. See, but a lot of people will say, okay, well, he got a couple. See, we ain't looking for a couple. Yahweh ain't looking to execute judgments on a couple. He's going to execute judgment on all of them. So you ain't got to worry about getting one before you die. Wait on Yahweh. He's going to get them all. Every last single one of them. That's what's going to happen. The same truths that are in this book that he wrote about, as far as this earth goes. He wasn't lying about those. He wasn't lying about the circle of the earth, or how the wind starts in the north, makes its way down south, and has a current, goes along his paths. He wasn't lying when he said that the sun has a circuit. The sun moves. And these are things that if the white man wrote this book, how did he know it? How did he know these things back then? This book was divinely inspired by the Creator of heaven and earth, period. And given to a select group of people. Israel. So that select group of people ought not think about going out here and getting no guns and this, that, and another. We ought not look to war in that manner. Because we have the ultimate warrior who's willing to fight for us. He says, I'm going to go before you. That's what I'm going to do. I just need you to stay in the right standings with me. That's it. We don't arm ourselves in that way. That is not the instructions. When we arm ourselves in that way, we are sinning again. That's what we're doing, whether we know it or not. Verse 9 again. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, where is Yahweh, your mighty one? See, shame is going to come to them. It's going to come. But the problem is, we ain't calling for Yahweh. We not doing that. We continue to live in our sin. We continue to rely on our strength. So those curses continue to kick our behinds. And we just talking about this one in particular. Okay? It says, where is Yahweh, your mighty one? My eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. All right? We're going to stop right there for that one. Brothers and sisters, let's not fight a war we can't win. Let's turn our hearts and our minds back to Yahweh with all our strength, all our soul. And he shall deliver us. We're going to end this with Psalm 62, starting at verse 1. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon Elohim. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Not a shotgun, not an AR-15. He is your defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Verse 3. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? How long do you think you can win this war? Because you, in your mind, looking to kill and thinking that you are going to defend yourself against these cops who are trained killers. I'm going to shoot them before they shoot me. That is imagining mischief against a man. That's what you're doing. And how long are you going to think that way? Because if you actually do it, you're not going to live very long. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. You hear that? As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. A bowing wall is going to fall. No strength in it. It falls over on itself. Verse 4. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Salah. My soul, wait thou only upon Elohim, for my expectation is in him. But stop expecting justice from this system that is corrupt. Verse 6, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And Elohim is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in Elohim. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. Elohim is a refuge for us. Salah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression. and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Elohim has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to Elohim. He has the power. He does. He has the power to start it. He has the power to stop it. He has the power to curse. He has the power to bless. Verse 12. Also unto thee, O Master, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. So, because we sinned, we got rendered curses, as the word said. So what if we stop? What will we get rendered then? Put your guns away. Don't go out buying a gun with the purpose and intent to defend yourself from the brutality of police. Don't do it. They killed a 12-year-old boy for playing with a toy gun in 2 seconds, less than. They will not have any regard for you either. So, this is Brother Dayoel. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh give you wisdom to discern. And above all, Yahweh forgive us for all our sins. Shalom. You.